Vestas has a large presence in Colorado. The company opened its North American headquarters in Windsor back in 2008. 750 people are employed at the Blade facility. But, Jeff, that's just the tip of the iceberg where the employment numbers are concerned.
In all, Vestas employs 1,800 people statewide. And in addition to the Windsor plant, they also have two other facilities, one in Brighton and one in Pueblo. And last we heard, plans are still on to open a fourth plant in Brighton. As you might imagine, the company has spent a lot of money on these plants, in fact, close to $1 billion in construction costs alone.
Which is the main reason why Vestas wants this wind tax credit to continue. Do we know just how much benefit they have received from the credit so far?
In 2010, Vestas received $51 million in federal tax credits. Because of its Windsor plant, the company received another $4 million in rebates, grants, and job training funds from both local and state agencies. And to help attract the plant to the town of Windsor, they gave a 50% property tax credit lasting until 2018.
So if we come back to the federal tax credit, that expires at the end of this year. Are we going to have to wait that long for an answer?
Although Congress typically renews these kinds of tax credits at the end of the year, Vestas hopes that they will be extended immediately. And that's because the company makes turbines from orders that are placed nearly a year in advance. Earlier this week, a group of Colorado lawmakers wrote a letter to leaders in Congress in hopes of moving things forward more quickly. Now everyone's in a wait-and-see mode.
Well, if we talk about the worst-case scenario, what happens if Congress fails to extend the tax credit? Would we see the layoffs that Vestas is talking about?
Vestas has been very upfront about this. It already has announced cuts of more than 2,300 jobs worldwide, and more than 180 are planned in the United States. Most people are familiar with the hundreds of jobs that Kodak has lost over the years at its Windsor location. And residents certainly have a keen memory of that, and they say that those job cuts still affect the town today. Any more job loss certainly would impact everything from the real estate industry to town services to retailers.
Jeff, you said everyone is in a wait-and-see mode. What's going on in Windsor? Is the town doing anything to prepare?
Well, people at churches and food banks say that they're prepared for the worst. The Well County Food Bank already saw a record-setting month in December in the amount of food that it distributed. Officials there say they prepare for situations like this all year long. Sunrise Community Health, for example, which runs health clinics in Weld and Larimer counties, has seen a rise in unemployed patients, and it could see more if Vestas workers lose their benefits. The town of Windsor's business development manager also is watching the situation closely and has voiced the town's concerns to the state.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.